All right. And we have, as promised, our guest on the phone for our long-awaited interview today with Sean Kutzko, who is the Assistant Communications Director for Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, a great partner of WEFT. And Sean actually has a history with WEFT as well.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show, Sean.
Well, thank you. Hi, Vicki. Hi, Mark.
Good
nice
morning.
To be on the show. How you all doing?
Hey, we are doing great, and it's great to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been a long time since I've been on WEFT.
Well, yes. Hopefully it's going to be a shorter time now after after the interview today. So why don't we start out, Sean, by you introducing yourself to the listeners. And we kind of read up a little bit of your history, but I think it's better coming from you.
Well, let's see. I'm Sean Kutzko. I was born here in Urbana, spent my late high school years getting familiar with broadcasting on WEFT. I was an air shifter there from 1984 to 1992. And in fact, the last program I had was Friday mornings from 6 to 9 a.m. right before I left to go off to Sangamon State University, which is now part of the University of Illinois system. Mm-hmm. And finished my bachelor's degree in mass media communications. Ended up working at several national public radio affiliates throughout Illinois and Indiana for several years. And then moved back here, did some software support, ended up in media and public relations, and then ended up out on the East Coast for 12 years, working for a couple of national nonprofits out there, including the Mark Twain House and Museum. And then I moved back to town in 2019, had enough of the East Coast, wanted to be back here on the prairie. And ended up working over at the University of Illinois at Geese College of Business for a couple of years, doing some audio video, and just landed at Krannert Center about 6 weeks ago as the Assistant Communications Director. So I'm still very wet behind the ears over at Krannert.
Well, that's interesting. Tell us, in the 6 weeks that you've been in that position, what have you learned that your responsibilities are?
Well, let's see. So the main thing that I've learned is that I've learned how to navigate the lower floors that can be a bit of a catacomb. So I'm learning my way around some of the production and shop facilities on the lower floors of Krannert. My primary responsibilities right now are I'm taking care of all of the social media for Krannert Center. So if you see anything posted on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, things like that, then that's me behind the keyboard doing all the typing on that.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
But then you've done lots of other stuff in the area as well. So beyond that, you have any events that are going on at Krannert, you're all well informed about, right?
Yes, indeed. So there's a few things that are coming up right now that need to be mentioned. So the big thing for July is that the Krannert Uncorked series is back, and we have some absolutely fantastic musicians here locally that are going to be highlighted on July 14th, July 21st, and July 28th. And the big thing about Krannert Uncorked for July is that for these three dates, we actually have two bands that are going to be playing each night.
So we're going to have one. That.
Yeah. So we're going to have one band from 5 until 7, and then we're going to have another band from 7 until 9. So a double bill all throughout July, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And we've got everything from jazz. We've got some Broadway show tunes coming up in the series. We've got two different performances of West African music, one group from Zimbabwe, Mondoro Rhythm Success. They are absolutely fantastic. And if you can't get up and dance to Mondoro Rhythm Success, you need to check your pulse. So I definitely encourage everybody to come out and check out Mondoro Rhythm Success. And then Jason Finkelman is going to be playing with a guitarist named Ibrahim, who is from, I believe he's from, oh, goodness. It's escaping me out, but it'll be West African guitar music with Jason Finkelman playing percussion. So Jason Finkelman is an air shifter on WEFT, and he plays a wide variety of world percussion instruments. So that's going to be a wonderful duet.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun to hear. So you also have other involvement in the Champaign-Urbana area. You have been, as I understand it, managing the CU Jazz website for a number of years now. Is that not the case?
Well, that's close. That's not entirely accurate. So So I started, so CU Jazz has been around for quite some time, mm-hmm. and that's been primarily managed by local trumpeter Jeff Helgeson, as well as longtime jazz airshifter on WEFT, Jeff Machota. They are the two that are really behind CU Jazz. And they are absolutely fantastic about getting the news out about which jazz, which artists are going to be playing at what venues. They keep the jazz calendar here in Champaign up to date, and they really work hard to make sure that that people get out to go see the jazz performances. What I did was I supplemented that by starting another site called Shambana Jazz. And my primary thing that I do for Shambana Jazz is I go to the jazz performances here in town, and I record them. And then with the artist's permission, I post them on my website so that people can hear what's going on in the community if they're not able to make the shows. The primary thing that I'm doing with Shambana Jazz is I want to document the history of the music here in Champaign-Urbana. So that also involves going through newspaper archives and checking out some of the national acts that used to play here, as well as some of the more famous local musicians throughout time that have been here in CU that maybe they just stayed here in Champaign and developed their careers here, or maybe they moved on to bigger and better things, and we just had them for a short time when they were developing their skills as a musician. So my, you know, Shambana Jazz is about recording current shows, posting recordings of past shows, and documenting jazz history here in Champaign.
You know, and that's interesting that you're doing that, because Champaign-Urbana area is and has been for a long time quite a great place for jazz musicians, and it's very, it has been very well supported for many, many years. Isn't that correct?
Oh yes, very much so. I mean, the support of the of jazz in Champaign-Urbana goes all the way back to the 1920s, 1930s. The earliest mention I've seen of jazz in the newspapers here, depending on how you want to define the phrase jazz, you can measure jazz in Champaign-Urbana going back to about the 1880s. That was the first mention I saw of a minstrel show that rolled through town at that point in time. And then there was, you know, early development of jazz music on the University of Illinois campus that's been documented as far back as about 1914, 1915.
Wow. I was thinking back to the 60s or something, but that goes much further back. Wow.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting. I don't think I've checked out Shambana Jazz, the website quite yet, but it's definitely going to be on
my list. Oh, well, I encourage you to do so. Yeah. You should check that out. There's about 30 different recordings that I posted going back to 1985 that was recorded here in town.
Now, and you yourself are a musician as well, right?
That's correct. I'm a drummer primarily. I play in two different bands. One band is called Silverweed, and that's more of a blues rock and roll kind of group. A lot of, you know, Neil Young and Grateful Dead and that kind of stuff. And then the other band that I play with is a jazz fusion group called Spaceport, and I play congas and percussion in that group. So that's a 7-piece band. Got guitar, keys, two horn players, and they are some of the top shelf musicians here in town. I'm very honored to be playing with them.
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds like you're a busy guy, Sean, for sure.
Well, I try, you know.
Well, Sean, going back to the Krannert Center now,
sure.
We have the Elnora Guitar Festival coming up.
Well, so Elnora actually takes place once every other year. So the last one took place in 2021. So it's not going to happen in 2022. It's going to happen next in 2023. But there are already preliminary plans underway to secure great talent for the next Elnora in 2023. So going to have to wait a little bit, but it's going to be well worth it.
Okay. You can't give us a scoop here on any musicians that have been booked for the 2022.
It might be a little early for that. But, you know, I am really looking forward to getting things back to a normal, even keel. I would think that by next September, we should be beyond COVID.
I was going to give him a chance to give us a scoop here.
Well, it's a little early.
Oh, I wish that I could, Mark, but unfortunately, we're still dotting the I's and crossing the T's on a lot of the calendar events. So what I can tell you is that we just have tickets going on sale coming up on July 13th to the public for all of our series concerts. So if you're a classical music fan, then you can purchase series tickets for the big marquee Great Hall classical series that we've got, the Jupiter String Quartet series, our very popular Sunday Salon, and the Sinfonia da Camera. All of those tickets are going to go on sale in a series purchase, so that means you buy one ticket for each of the performances in that series. That's coming up on July 13th. And then the big announcement that everybody's waiting for, which is what's going to happen for 2022 and 2023. We're still finalizing a couple of key components of that schedule, so stick around and wait for July 21st. The big announcement of what's coming up is going to be on July 21st. Hmm. And you don't want to miss that news. And the way that you can ensure you're going to get that news is to go to KranertCenter.com. And in the lower right part of our website, right on the landing page, you can sign up for our e-newsletter. And that way you will get the big announcement as soon as it comes out around July 21st.
Well, that's excellent advice right there.
Yeah. So
I would strongly suggest that.
Yeah.
So follow on Facebook and on Twitter, and what else are you on?
We're also on Instagram. I'm having a lot of fun doing some Throwback Thursdays on Instagram, going through the Krannert Center archives and looking at programs from previous events going all the way back to the 1970s, and finding some old posters from events and going through the newspaper archives here on the U of I campus and finding interesting news articles about Krannert Center's past and all kinds of things that took place here previously. Like, you know, I just learned due to my Throwback Thursday research that back in 1973 there were actually there was a weekend of cartoons on the Krannert Center roof. So, you know, if you were in Krannert back in 1973, you could have watched some Bugs Bunny and some Daffy Duck.
You know, it sounds like you're having way too much fun with this new job.
Oh my God, it's just great. Like, are you kidding me? This is fantastic. I can't believe I'm there, you know? And everybody is so, so pumped to be getting back to a normal schedule, you know, and starting to get talent booked again. And there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes from everybody in the building. I mean, there is a charge and an energy there that is just, it's palpable, you know, you can feel it. Everybody is excited to be getting back to work, and we're really looking forward to having, people back in Krannert Center enjoying live performances again. So yeah, whether you want music or dance or, you know, ballet or whatever, you know, theater, it doesn't matter. You know, people are finally getting back to where we can enjoy live performances again. And man, we cannot wait to have you back at Krannert Center.
Well, we are so lucky to have that facility and those people, you included, working so hard to bring us all this entertainment. It is a fantastic place to hear or see, you know, a performing act.
And it really is. We are very fortunate here in town.
We're all anxious to get back.
So I go to the Krannert Center website every week to check out what's coming. I highly recommend it, KrannertCenter.com. It's easy to find. It's easy to navigate. And I'm sure, Sean, you're going to make it much better.
Well, we're trying. You know, I'll do everything I can to make sure that tickets are going to be easy to access on our website. And as soon as we've got events booked and ready to sell tickets for, I'll be sure to post all of that stuff on social media and make sure it's on the website too.
So. Great. Thank you so much for joining us today. Look forward to seeing you more around town.
Yes.
Oh, thanks for having me. And yeah, if anybody has any questions, by all means, reach out to me. You can find me, you can find my email address on the Krannert Center website. Happy to talk anything I can about Krannert Center or jazz here in town.
Sounds good, Sean. Sean Kutzko, who is the Assistant Communications Director at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.